This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has declared a state of emergency in response to a sudden arrival of migrants from the southern U.S. border. Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Denver over the past 2 months, according to city officials, and Hancock said city resources are nearing a breaking point. The emergency declaration allows the city to free up resources more quickly. Denver has spent more than $800,000 assisting the migrants this month. Thousands of people have gathered in Las Vegas for this year's biggest Colorado River Conference. And for the first time, the conference is sold out. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports from Las Vegas.
The conference rooms of Caesars Palace are flooded with water managers, federal officials, native tribal members, and Colorado River water users. It's a tense time because the river and its reservoirs are drying up. So all of these different players are here to come up with solutions to figure out how to use less of the river as soon as possible. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
State regulators illegally delayed an air quality permit for a coal mine outside Paonia. That's according to a state judge who issued the decision in response to a lawsuit from environmental groups. The West Elk Mine is one of Colorado's largest coal producers. A permit would allow the state to monitor the mine and require it to cut emissions. The judge says the state must produce evidence explaining the delay, but regulators don't have to issue a new permit immediately. Right now in Denver, it's 28 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Boulder, it's 34 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.